brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, continuing with your calls for another 20 minutes with Alfred Adask. Then I'm going to get into a bunch of news. I've got to get to the news. I do all this research and then don't end up getting to half of it. Big developments in Palestine. Russia supports Palestinian bid to win U.N. statehood. This is starting to come to a head, so I'm going to get into some geopolitical news. Also, some Gardasil news. Alfred Adask is our guest. And I'm telling you, from my 20 years of research, 16 coming up on 17 years on air, he really gets it. And again, even if you don't believe the stuff he's talking about, you hear Bible, you know, I say, hey, they're doing rituals at Skull and Bones. They're like, I don't believe in the devil. It doesn't matter if you don't believe in the devil or not. The people that run this planet, they do. It's like if I say there's a group of Aborigines worshiping the shark gods on some island and killing their neighbors for it. The point is, whether the shark god's real or not, these people are driven by it. And so what he's telling you is the truth. The controllers of this world are basically psychic vampires. They enjoy murder and death and killing, and they have all these weird rules, and they like to push you and henpeck you until you let the TSA put the hand in the pants and let them microwave you. Because you go and consent. And then after you've consented for a while, then they say possession's nine-tenths. Then they begin to force. They also have weird rules that once they get about half the public to do something, then they start forcing. And we're getting to the forcing point. Once you get to a forcing point, it always just goes downhill very quickly. So the trap door is opening up. Everything we've seen so far is kind of like sliding into the cave entrance, but we can still get out. We're about to fall 5,000 feet. Okay, you mean you think stuff's bad now. We're now scrabbling to a point where the talk is going to be over and it's better to die on your feet than live on your knees. Everything I've done is tried to stop that. And I'm not for offensive operations, but you've got a right to defend yourselves. And there just comes a point where you don't want to go to a FEMA camp. You'll know. And then it's time to make a decision. Alfred, do you think we're getting closer and closer to decision time?
I think so, but the one thing about it is this. When they have to force you, it becomes evidence that they're failing. It's not evidence of that they're gaining strength, but in my opinion, it's evidence that they're becoming increasingly desperate. When the system is working properly, they will fleece you and you will not even notice or complain. When they got to put a gun to your head before you surrender your fleece, it's evidence that they're really losing their fundamental power, which is deception and betraying trust, inspiring trust, and then betraying that trust. When they got to pull out the guns, they're in trouble. And it's same thing with Nazi Germany and so on. I mean, when they got to start pushing people around with guns, it's a sign that their end is near. But before we get there, we're going to go through purgatory or hell on earth because they will not just roll over and surrender because they think, you know, they may be running out of gas. They're going to hammer people if they possibly can.
Well, they have to because they're going to be brought to justice when they fail. I mean, we've got a cornered goblin we're dealing with here. And mm-hmm. I totally agree with you that once the force comes in, that's because they're going into a whole new phase because they're desperate. And giving in to them isn't, you know, once they start the force, it doesn't end, people. You got to go through this. You know, mm-hmm. it's not fun. It's not happy. It's like when your car starts rolling down an embankment. It's not fun, but hold on to the steering wheel and pray to God. You know, we're going through this thing, and that's the end of it. So you might as well batten down the hatches and get your cutlass. And I'm talking about cutlass in the info war. The pen is mightier than the sword.
Absolutely.
The info war is king. And it, who shoots first loses. Do you agree with that, Alfred?
Yeah, I'd say that's probably true. And I'll tell you something else I've been telling people lately. I absolutely advocate gun ownership. But I also tell people you should own at least as many dictionaries as you own firearms. It's in the words. If you can handle the words, you can handle this system.
Exactly. If you can't handle the words, you can't handle a gun. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, because it's the mind that wields the gun. We'll be right back.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves. Warning signs that trigger the deadliest famines in history. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprisesemptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprisesemptyshelves.com. That's risingprisesemptyshelves.com.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Alfred Adask is our guest. We're taking your phone calls right now. I'm Alex Jones. This is the GCN Radio Network. We do have the gentleman, one of the people, arrested in Lower Manhattan for sitting on the street corner while other people were allowed to stand around and talk, as long as they supported the official fable that Keebler elves are garden gnomes out of Southeast Asia or Central Asia, or maybe the North Pole carried out 9/11. A big deal to have somebody saying, I've got flyers here, information. There was never a proper investigation. Six of the ten commissioners say it's a fraud. We need a new investigation. Cops, boom. Boy, you're not in America. We're taking you to the gulag. Man, it's amazing. Free speech zones to now you don't even stand on a street corner. Cops, do you have any idea that when you enforced tyranny like that, the world you're invoking, what you're doing to yourself, that you're removing your own heads, your own defense? That's the amazing thing about this is, Alfred, is that they've got people so unconscious, so unaware, and these cops will follow basically any order in many areas, especially areas like New York, Illinois, California, that we've gotten to this point. What would you say before we go to calls here quickly to people out there who serve the system Because from all my research, the system enjoys abusing its own minions more than anybody else. And why is that in your view?
I'm not sure what the answer is for abusing their own minions, but they certainly do it. Anybody who's been close to the Army, I mean, people, Agent Orange in the Vietnam War, you get the, Gulf War illness out of the first invasion of Iraq, you get just problem after problem. These people are routinely abused. They keep coming back. It goes to the idea that the government has an unlimited supply of money, and people are addicted to money the same, for the same reason they're addicted to drugs. Again, the same thing. They're paying these people more money typically than they can make in the private sector, so they're going to hang on to their jobs. They will just follow orders, even if it puts them in jeopardy.
And the globalists are soft killing them. The globalists have done actuaries and know going back thousands of years that the military is going to have skills once they've gotten out, but are going to be older and wiser, and they don't want a force of healthy people that are aware, so they're all given soft kill, degenerative or fatal diseases. And we know that from the thousands of programs like Project Shad, where they murdered thousands and thousands of U.S. troops under secret programs. Of course, that's to kill them and to test the weapons, but also to test the scientist, to then recruit other scientists to build large armies of people who enjoy killing troops for many different reasons and who will follow orders. But soon they won't need that giant killer scientist corps that is at the very top of the New World Order servant class, right below the top families. It's all killer scientists, all bloodthirsty psycho scientists with high IQs. But in the future, the globalists are shifting to a technocracy where everything is robotic and drone. And then they won't even need those scientists and technocrats anymore. That's why they're pushing for the self-aware computer.
You know, one of the things, insofar as this is all done with money, and it's people's addiction to money that lies at the heart of this thing. I mean, you pay the people, they're going to just follow orders. What they don't know what's going on. They know payday is on the 1st and the 15th, and that's all they need to know. The reason government can be so free with this money is because they can spin it out of thin air. They use fiat currency. If you wanted to restore a government that was responsible to the people, one of the first things you'd do is get back to a gold and silver-based currency.
Because now the magicians can't
out of thin air.
Exactly. Now the magicians, again, they get the whole world out of a lie. People will kill for $100, and it's all just made up crud. And women, I mean, even educated women, they see a suitcase of money, they just literally fall to their knees, most of them. Fast cars, houses, it's all crud. And these people will fall to their knees for a lie when they could stare out at the sun, the stars, creation, and actually see the true wealth all around them.
Yeah, it's a terrible situation, and it involves values, all right? It's a situation, we do that because we are no longer in a nation, per se. They are encouraging to think in terms of being in an economy. In an economy, you have a completely different system of values than you do in a nation. In a nation composed of people, you have values that are conducive to being people. All right, being men and women in an economy, it's all about the money. Nothing matters.
And that's Rand Corporation. Rand Corporation said 60 years ago, we're going to get it away from men being strong and standing up for liberty. We're going to make it all just about money. We control that, and we can do whatever we want by increments.
That's exactly right.
And they have literally destroyed so much. But again, ideas are bulletproof. They're transcendent. They can be buried, but they can never be killed. If we can simply spread this information, 99.9%, literally, 99.9% of the 7 billion people on this planet, even if you think you're serving the system, you're being destroyed by it. Why not break the trance? Why not join humanity? Why not come in for the big win?
That's exactly right. I mean, the majority of people, I think the majority of people agree with what we're talking about right now, although they don't want to make the effort to understand it. All right, it takes hard work to understand these ideas. They don't just come to you.
Well, more than that, the subconscious, as you know, Alfred, is probably 1,000 times more powerful than the conscious. It's the true brain, but the focus is the cerebral cortex. Mm-hmm. And the subconscious is primitive, though, and it makes a split-second decision. These globalists are scary. If I face up to the fact that they're evil, I'll know that I've got to resist them, so I'm going to lie to myself and basically just run away from this.
You know, this goes to the concept of consent, in my opinion. It goes back to a spiritual concept. If Satan is real and Satan is looking for your soul, he can't get it by coming up and just putting a gun to your head and killing you. He needs you to consent to sin. He needs you to essentially abandon your own opportunity for salvation by consenting to follow him. He can't just force
you. He needs you to sell the birthright for the bowl of soup.
That's exactly right. And then you be held. That, in my opinion, is at bottom why they really want your consent. They're not playing for your money because they can print all they want in the house and the land.
Revelation says that the dark magicians that serve the beast traffic in men's souls. Huh? And that's what TV and it all about. They want to program you. They want your mind. They want you. They don't care about the money. They control that. They do want your psyche. For all you atheists out there, you can't deny it. They want that psyche because these people are psychic vampires, ladies and gentlemen. These people are vampires. They are vampires. They're not sucking blood down the street. They do that at some of their rituals to stylize it. They want the energy.
I'd say they want your soul.
Yeah.
They want you to surrender your soul. We're saying the same thing in a couple of different ways right now, but they can print all the money they want. That's not the issue. The issue is they're playing for something else, and in my opinion, some people would object, of course, and they'd find it silly, but I think this is spiritual warfare. Everything I've seen, and I didn't come to this as a holy roller. I started studying the law, and the most remarkable thing about that study is it brought me back to the good Lord. I mean, it was not something I was looking for. It wasn't something I was hungry for. It was something that it drives you back, and you begin to see, oh my God. I begin to get this stuff. This is spiritual warfare that's been going on for thousands of years.
Well, you're right. And again, the devil, the spirit of the world, the God of this world, creates all these fake counterfeits so that when you go to a church, it's not and so you think, well, this isn't God.
Yeah. Yeah. I understand. I went to a 503C church. I don't know, for about 4 or 5 weeks, last month or two, and I just couldn't stand it. I just couldn't stand it. I had previously been attending a Bible study class.
Well, you should be the preacher. Look, they got these seminaries, and they pick these little weak men and women to just get up there, and that's why this country's gone to hell in a handbasket.
I understand.
We don't have real clergy in this country. I don't know where they are. There's not many of them.
No.
It was the clergy that led 1776.
That's exactly right. And in part because they did not get a tax break out of the government. When you take a 501c3 church designation, part of the deal is you don't spend more than 5% of your resources on political action.
No, you're right. Let's take another call.
The prophets, they're all over the government.
Yeah, that's it. Mitch in Minnesota, thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex, how's it going?
Good. Go ahead.
First things first, I just wanted to personally thank you for leading the crusade against the scum of this earth. Pretty awesome. Really inspiring. And I just wanted to ask what else I could be doing to wake people up to what's going on. I mean, I give them the website, I show them the videos, and they either are just totally resistant to the thought or they just say they can't do anything about it, so they don't care.
Well, you have to teach them they have power. Because, yes, even people that are awake feel like they have no power. I would go find an Access TV facility, even if it's 50 miles away, jump through the hoops, get my videos and other videos on air. I would start a local newsletter that you even hand-deliver to maybe 100 homes to start. I would be a leader yourself, and don't ever expect that you are going to fix everything overnight. Just realize that resistance is victory, and that it is the pouring yourself into something that gives it power. It is the commitment. And the teacher appears when the student is ready. We need people who are students, because I'm a student, who are also teachers. And go to events, go to city council, speak about things, and you will see the good come after you to help you, and the evil will come. All these people in denial, I challenge them to get politically involved. And they will run smack dab into criminals everywhere. And you need to experience the criminals, because it's the criminals persecuting you that will give you the power. Mr. Radasky, one more segment with us. We're going to take a few more calls. Then we've got our guests popping in, and I've got a bunch of news I want to get to as well. But Alfred Radasky is our guest. GCNlive.com is the website, and Alfred's website is Adask, A-D-A-S-K, .wordpress.com. Great guy. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hey, Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian, the number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at SoupBeanSurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit SoupBeanSurvival.com. That's SoupBeanSurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
Infowars.com for 16 years has led the charge against the technocrats. We have had unrivaled success in unlocking minds, expanding paradigms, and rallying the people to face the new world order. No one can deny that our media operation is the tip of the spear, and it's because of our success that we have a responsibility to intensify our operations against the globalists 110%. We're only a month away from launching a weeknight news broadcast. The social network is nearing completion as well. The free newsletter is reaching hundreds of thousands. Please spread the word about Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Sign up at the top of Infowars.com for the free Infowars Insider email with exclusive video and text reports as well as breaking news. Look in the mirror. You are the resistance. It is up to us, the InfoWarriors, to take the initiative and to defeat the globalists.
Optics Planet is calling all hunters, shooters, and outdoorsmen. It's time to gear up. As the best online retailer of rifle scopes, red dot sights, lasers, and other firearm accessories, Optics Planet has a special deal to offer GCN listeners. You may already know OpticsPlanet.com has the best selection of weapon lights, holsters, night vision, binoculars, and tactical gear on the planet. With incredibly low prices, free shipping on most orders, and USA-based phone support, Optics Planet is the online retailer of choice for discerning gun owners and outdoor enthusiasts. Featuring Loophole, Black Hawk, EOTech, Crimson Trace, Night Force, Trigicon, Surefire, over 700 top brands. For a limited time, head to opticsplanet.com/GCN to get a free Streamlight Keymate, the world's most powerful keychain light with purchase. That's opticsplanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS right now to speak with an Optics Planet product specialist. 800-332-6784.
They're poisoning the water with fluoride. They're spraying the air with heavy metals. Why and what can you do to defend your family? This week at waterwebinar.com, in an all-new free live online webinar, Earth's most powerful cleansing secret is being revealed. A secret they don't want you to know about. Find out how to take fluoride and heavy metals out of your water and your body. Use it to neutralize deadly inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body. Go to waterwebinar.com. A water secret so powerful, some have called it the number one threat to the entire New World Order health agenda. It was even used during Chernobyl to clean up nuclear contamination. Go to waterwebinar.com now and sign up for free to find out how to turn the worst water on this planet into pristine, clear drinking water which heals your body. You can take your water freedom into your own hands and defend yourself and your family from the globalist health agenda. Don't get left behind. It's your life, your water, your freedom. Fight for it. Go to waterwebinar.com now.
I'll tell you this, you've got to be fundamentally screwed up. There's got to be something wrong with you if you don't know the world is in deep trouble and retrograding into an even worse position. And if you don't know history and know how dangerous government and elites are and how much danger we're all in, if you don't have chills running up and down your spine, I mean, I talk about my sixth sense. Years ago, it would only go off a few times a year. It's going off every 5 minutes now. I mean, the big things are already happening, as you've noticed, and the world's just going to get crazier. And Alfred had asked, I mean, do you feel it intellectually, but also in your gut?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's you can just feel this all around, and you and I aren't alone. There's people that are going about their lives. They seem to be normal. They don't seem, they're aware. I mean, the hair on the back of their neck is starting to stand up, too. They don't know what to do about it other than just go to work, get some money, and try to pay the rent for the groceries and the rest of that. But the knowledge, the sense, the anxiety, it's building, the anger. We're not a minority by any stretch of the imagination. You just can't get people. You know, one of the things I saw years ago at our meetings, we had meetings for Citizens for Legal Reform in Dallas, and I learned that if a speaker made an important point, well, it was up on the stage, I'd be in the back of the room. The people would just sit there, and they wouldn't make a move. They wouldn't say anything. And if I would clap my hands and just keep clapping my they would then, if someone will stand up and speak, then other people will stand up and speak also. But people are scared to death about being the first one to stand up and speak out. It's important that all of us learn to speak out. You will be astonished to learn how many people. You start clapping your hands, you'll find other people clapping their hands too. You will learn that you're not alone.
Well, that's right. One person who's morally right is not a minority, you're a majority. And it's all those famous historical examples of somebody says, who's with me to face down this enemy that's coming down the road in 1 hour? And first, nobody stands up. And then finally, one person steps across the line, and then more, and then everybody steps across. Yeah. Or one or two cowards run out the back.
Yeah.
It's called hitting the barbed wire.
Yeah.
That caller was asking what solutions. Hit the barbed wire.
Yeah.
Hit the barbed wire, folks. It's all about hitting the barbed wire.
And don't be afraid that you're alone. You're not. Everyone thinks they're alone because they don't see anyone else hitting a wire. You hit the wire, and you'll be surprised how many other people. It'll take a moment. They don't just move in lockstep. But as each of us steps up, more of us step
up. In my experience, the globalists almost have twisted ideas. When the globalists tear one of us apart or even kill one of us or destroy us, it doesn't really intimidate people on average. It actually enrages people.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what Thomas Jefferson said, the blood of tyrants and patriots.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is for all the marbles. These people come to kill, steal, and destroy. And people say, oh, you're doing such a great job, Alex or Alfred, fighting them. Oh, you're so, I'm not wonderful. I mean, I'm just aware of this. Once you're aware of this, the only action there is to stand up, right?
That's exactly right. Once you begin to see the injustice, it's like you used to live where the world was shades of gray. All of a sudden, something happens and you begin to see in color, and you see the bright red color of injustice. And when you do, you can never miss it again. You start to see it. It was before just a shade of gray. You didn't pay any attention. Once you begin to see, you can't turn it off. You're in.
Well, I know I've never been more alive than I am now.
Yep.
And we're going to win this thing, my friend. We don't have a choice. What do you think about folks that spin the Bible and say it's the end of the world, lay down to evil, don't be involved, we're all going to be raptured?
My Bible tells me those who stand firm to the end shall be saved. It means my obligation is to stand firm to the end, and that does not mean roll over. It means do what's right, even if it's not going to succeed. Even if you tell me they're going to shoot me tomorrow, I'm still, my obligation is to stand firm to the end, and that means stand firm for righteousness. Now, I don't, you know, I got a lot to learn about that, but still, that's what resonates with me.
Well, yeah, I saw a quote the other day, and I think I've said it myself just organically in different ways, but it was from a concentration camp advisor, a survivor, and they said there are some forms of victory, you know, when you persevere, that even though you lose, you win.
That's exactly right.
I mean, winning in this modern world is really failure.
Yeah.
Going along, being accepted by the system. If you're being accepted by the system, something's wrong.
Where did you go wrong?
Alfred Adash, is that the best website, adash.wordpress.com?
Yeah, that's it. That's the only one right now.
Well, I'll say this here and now, because if I forget and for some reason don't have you back on for 6 weeks or something, I want to have you on the TV show next week, because your Skype's the best I've seen, your connection. And I want you to be a frequent guest here on the show, and then I'd like you to host the show yourself sometime. God bless you, my friend.
Be glad to do it. Thank you, Alex.
You bet. We'll be right back. Stay with us. We got one of the people arrested at Ground Zero.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. You all know I've worked for years with Steve Shank and eFoods Direct. I have eFoods for my own emergency food supply. You know, Steve, life is different now for all of us, isn't it?
Very different. People are using this great food to survive the present hurricane season, and we've already had $40 billion worth of damage from floods, storms, quakes, and droughts. And that's just the first 8 months of this year. Natural disasters are newsworthy, but only touch a few of us Americans. The huge issue of the greatest depression is on everyone's mind. The unemployment, the loss of homes, lost businesses, and skyrocketing food costs are hitting every American. So everyone needs food security.
Folks, this month you will get free shipping on every food order from eFoods Direct. That's right. Every order gets free shipping starting September 6th. Get stocked up with the best storable foods out there with eFoods Direct and be prepared for any emergency before it happens. To take advantage of this special, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
One of the biggest things you can do in the info war against the globalist is visit the online video bookstore apparel area and buy ball caps, t-shirts, videos, because the ball caps, the t-shirts get the word out about the websites, about ideas of liberty. People will ask, what is the answer to 1984 to 1776 mean? Or they'll watch a film like Obama Deception or Endgame or Fall of the Republic, or they'll see your new, with hunting season coming up, orange Infowars.com baseball cap with the Don't Tread on Me snake and the InfoWars website. People ask, what is that? Or you'll meet like-minded people. The best thing is meeting like-minded people and then having meetings and then organizing actions that you're going to be involved in and making it fun. It's exciting. And then starting your own web TV shows. Very easy to do. Start your own local radio show. And don't have this idea that activists are supposed to be failures and talk from a ditch somewhere with no money. Go get time on a local radio station. Get sponsors. Try to capitalize so that you can buy more airtime and then do a good enough job to be offered a radio show where you get paid. Then put that money into a news website. Again, the globalists control the issuance of currency and credit. But if we can just amass a little bit of funds and then use that to build to the next level and then amass funds and build to the next level, we have to build our own media platforms. The truth is popular. Freedom is popular. And once you do that, now more people will join you. And people will, the general public will respect an organization or group that has an organization. And then the globalists can't pick us all off. That's another thing. They tried to shut down We Are Change. What's We Are Change? Luke Radowski got kicked out of 9/11 We Are Truth, 9/11, one of the truth groups in New York, because he was going after the New World Order and making it political, not just about George Bush, but making it about the full spectrum. And he was getting a lot of people to join, very successful. They kicked him out. I had him on air, and I didn't attack the other group. I just said, Luke's a real leader. Folks should join it. And he says, I'm calling it We Are Change. And it's because it has no leadership other than action that no one can really infiltrate it or take it down, because you can infiltrate or take over one chapter, but then in the same town, a new one that's real, because ideas are bulletproof, pops back up because it's leaderless resistance. It's led by ideas, a shared culture of freedom. That's what info warriors are doing. That's why we can't be stopped. You can't infiltrate. You can't kill Alex Jones, because if you kill me, it would just energize the movement that much more. I'm just flesh and blood, but ideas. Ideas are bulletproof. And when you realize that and you understand that when you've got the truth, it trumps everything else, it's game over. But people have to believe they can win. People have to believe they have power. People have to see how far we've come. Now, again, we've got this new ball cap in. It's orange, and I think it's almost as good, or in a way even better than the camouflage one. And it's available right now at Infowars.com. So I hope you'll get a bunch of these orange caps and get them out to people. It really, really turns heads. While you're at it, get Invisible Empire and other great documentary films that we produced and put out. Okay, and I'm going to get to Ken and Bill and Arnold and Michael and Adam. I promise I'll at least get to those calls. I meant to read some passages from 1984. I've been trying to do this for a week. But I take you to Scott Hoffman, who is the gentleman. And we had this video posted yesterday at Infowars.com. It's now scrolled into the featured news archive of him being arrested for simply speaking on a street corner. They have the streets blocked off. He's there just speaking and handing out flyers. What a scary, tyrannical image. Sir, tell us what happened to you.
Alex, what an honor to meet you. It's fantastic to be on your show. Yeah, what happened to me is that, the 9/11 propaganda event was over, and, I was just so disgusted with how all of these poor, suffering families and are being exploited by this propaganda event, and they're, subliminally and even overtly, they're just taking all of our pain and anguish and channeling it into this one point of hatred for Muslims and hatred for these other terrorists that are always out there. My point is, what about the terrorists that are right inside of our country, and what about the fact that the World Trade Centers were taken down at controlled demolition? Doesn't that factor into the investigation at some point? How long are we going to wait around for an investigation, of this? This is obvious.
Well, Scott, I want to go over that with you, but I want to give you the floor, so I'm not going to interrupt here for about 4 or 5 minutes, and we're going to be rolling the video. It's got some profanity in the background with some of the crowd, so we can't play the audio. People can watch it at Infowars.com, but for AM and FM with FCC rules, we can't air the cuss words, even though they're low in the background. I'm going to be rolling the video while you speak about what happened to you. You've got the floor.
Okay, I was there, and the event ended. And my man Greg Lance, who just was another fellow 9/11 truther, happened to show up in the same spot at the same time. I didn't even know him. We met. I saw him. He had a shirt on, said 9/11 Truth Now. So I said, hey, this is the right guy to pass my camera off to get a record of this, because I'm going to try to reach some people down here at Ground Zero where all the 9/11 truthers that were there to protest together were barricaded off about four or five blocks away. I mean, it was a complete police state in action at Ground Zero. And you know, we were surrounded on four sides by barricades. We were barricaded in. About maybe 3,000 people across the street on Church Street going north were barricaded in, and behind them there was another 3,000 people barricaded in, and all the, you know, four sides of these blocks were just like walkways for guys with machine guns, police, white shirts. There were even these guys with these, you know, with those little CIA earpieces in with the little curly cord going back into their shirt. And, you know, I was like, what is going on here? This is such a crackdown. And nobody's, it's just a peaceful crowd of people that come there to mourn for 9/11, you know? And then Paul Simon got up there and sang his song. And I was like, I was looking at the screen. It said he was supposed to sing Bridge Over Troubled Water, and he decided to sing The Sound of Silence. And I was listening to the words. I said, well, there's one of us right up there in the middle of that event. Thank God for that. Because if you listen to the words of that song, you know, the words of the prophet are written on the subway wall and in the tenement halls. That's the 9/11 truth movement. That's us. We're in the tenement halls, and we're on the subway wall, and YouTube is the subway wall of of this society right now, and that's where the truth is being spoken. So when that event ended and the screen went to, you know, blue, and I realized, that's it. It's done. The crowd is dispersing. Now I can talk because I'm not interrupting this event. I started talking in a loud voice, and I said, when are we going to be allowed to know the truth about 9/11? And I had this paper by Niels Harrit, I think that's I got the name right, about thermitic explosives found in the dust of the World Trade Center. You know, I was a little bit nervous when I started talking, so I might have gotten the title wrong. I mean, it's not easy, you know, just starting to speak out openly in a crowd that big where there's virtually nobody there to stand with me. But you know what? I said, there probably are a lot of people here that know the truth about 9/11. And that's where my faith is that New York City knows the truth. You know, I've been out there talking about 9/11 truth for years. And what I find is that pretty much everybody knows by now. Pretty much everybody. There's only certain people who have a certain conflict of interest in their daily life, which keeps them from either looking at the evidence or keeps them from embracing it, you know, if they do look at it. Like my father, who's an engineer, and he was in the World Trade Center when that plane hit. He was in Tower 2. He almost died that day, and he was able to escape. He ran through the rubble, you know, had to climb over bodies. He had to carry a body down the staircase on his way out. We couldn't find him all day, and, you know, and he's traumatized from that, you know. And so I have a reason to be there, too. And, you know, this guy walks up to me, the guy that's, like, shouting the profanities, by the way, and being aggressive and being violent and, you know, being, like, super confrontational. And he told me that I wasn't welcome there. Well, you know what? Freedom of speech is a constitutional right. I don't need to be welcomed there by you or anybody else. I have a right to be there. And the fact that the majority of people in that crowd, I can guarantee you, are aware of 9/11 truth and want to hear it, and we're actually stopping and listening, like, peaceably. If you look at the video carefully, you can see that some people are slowing down. One woman is shushing me, and this other guy starts, like you know, exploding in rage.
And these people are clearly totally ignorant about liberty, totally ignorant about freedom, Scott, and, you know, watching the video of you, be drug away by the police. If anybody should have been arrested for disorderly conduct, it's the guy that's starting a fight with you and cussing and aggressive and in your face, and he still shouldn't have been arrested. He should have just been pushed back. And the cops took you to jail. Now tell us, after you're put in the police car, after you're put in the police car, though, what did the police say anything to you? Did you tell them, shame on you, disgracing your oath of office?
Well, no, I didn't. You know why? Because The New York City Police Department is also very aware of 9/11 truth. It took me about an hour to get to a police car. They kept me there. You only see like bits and pieces of the video, but I was standing out there in the middle of a barricaded street for at least a half an hour. And during that entire time, I never stopped talking to this crowd of police officers that were around.
Good.
And surprisingly, I mean, it would be, I think it's surprising to a lot of people. It wasn't surprising to me because I've been doing this for a while. The police officers wanted to know more. They were actually asking me for the websites to look up to find out.
No, I know. I've had police and firemen in masks come over and say, we know, we know. The question is, then, why did they arrest you? Why did they follow that order?
I was never given a reason. They never, I asked them that many times on the way to the police car. I asked them that, you know, when they first accosted me, I said, why are you doing this? You can't hear it on the video. I said, why am I being arrested? And they didn't say anything. They just grabbed me and dragged me out. And then another guy shouted from the crowd, Greg, who was filming, he said, why is he being arrested? And then I turned around again and said, yeah, why am I being arrested? And they told me to shut up a couple of times. Later on, about 5 minutes later, after I was put in the police car, I asked, so why exactly is it that I'm being arrested? And this guy, I think it was the rookie who said, he said, because you resisted. And I'm like, well, you know, resisted what? Resisted arrest? What am I being arrested for? I have a right to resist being bullied around by police officers.
You have a right to continue to speak on a street corner in America. I mean, it's so fundamental. And the fact that all over the country now, they arrest you. I mean, that's always been Americana, whether it's an old crazy guy saying the end is near, or whether it's somebody, you know, there, you know, advertising that there's a pizza shop down the road. This fundamental right is under assault. Have they charged you with anything?
They charged me in the end. They finally charged me with disorderly conduct.
Yeah.
Can I just add something? You know, the KKK is a known terrorist organization, and they march in America. They have the right to speak whenever they want to, and this is insane.
By the way, that's a good point. I noticed that they let that group go to funerals and scream at the families, but then I'm seeing more and more examples of where, like, mainline reasonable groups are being arrested. And so it's almost like they let the really wild people speak to make First Amendment look bad and then go after everybody else.
Right. And, oh, God, I lost my point. What was I going to say?
KKK.
Well, no, not exactly the KKK. I kind of lost my train of thought there.
You were saying they let a known terrorist group march in America because it's their First Amendment, but...
Well, I mean, it's just that I wasn't saying anything inflammatory. That's the point.
Were, it's free speech. I mean, we're getting into this mode of anything that hurts somebody's feelings you can't say in America.
Oh, right. I remember what I wanted to say. They use this rubric of respecting the families as a way to create a shroud of silence that you're not supposed to break at Ground Zero during 9/11. Okay? If you speak about anything except what they have authorized, then you are disrespecting the families of 9/11. Well, you know what? I think that we're respecting the families when we demand to know the truth about who killed these people.
Look at how they wrap themselves in the first responders' heroism, but because so many of them are mad about the dust and the inside job, they're not welcome at Ground Zero. I mean, look, they're scared. That's why there was so much security this year. That's why they block people back for miles, because they know we know. And they're desperate to resurrect the myth of 9/11 to use it again, Scott.
That's right. I think they're afraid of a massive uprising in New York. And I was probably the person that they feared most at that point, a person who was among the masses. I was not barricaded off, you know, screaming like a lunatic, you know, where they've got you, you know, basically in a pen, a cage, and you really look like a lunatic when you're inside of a cage protesting. So I say to the 9/11 truthers, get out of the cage, get among the masses again, get in places where you're not supposed to be, and start talking about it. Now, Luke Radowski, he confronted Larry Silverstein on 9/11, and I got to take my hat off to that guy. He's got some cojones, you know. I don't
Luke's
know, you know,
done it over and over and over and over again, the guy that says he blew up Building 7. Tell us about this latest one.
What do you mean? Tell you about what?
The latest Silverstein confrontation.
Well, he it's on YouTube. He asked Larry Silverstein about some of the details of his statements, such as the one where he gave the order to pull it. And Larry Silverstein was just ridiculously evasive.
Well, he just confronted him like a week ago. You mean he's done it again?
What, was that a week ago? I thought it was today. I thought it was on
No, it might have been. He's confronting him all the time. By the way, Luke, you know, his family gets death threats, too. Luke's got a lot of courage. Have you seen the footage of the cops and the goons coming over and saying his camera's a gun and we're going to put you in jail for terrorism?
Yeah, we're gonna lock you up. Yeah, I remember that.
Guess who's going to jail?
Right.
I know you're not a terrorist, but you're going to be in the hole for 30 days, eh?
Yeah. I'm really proud to be an American when I got people like that in this country.
Well, you need to obviously fight this. Where's the best website for folks to visit or for people to get in contact with you or lawyers or whatever? I think you should sue them for false imprisonment, violation of your constitutional rights, civil right violation.
Well, you know what? I'm gonna risk. I mean, can I give out my email? Because I don't really have a website.
Yeah, give it out.
I'll say the website to get in touch with is We Are Change New York City. Okay, that's the main website. You know, I'm a sort of, you know, weekend warrior with those.
No, I understand. It's just that Luke says that site's been having problems. Stay there. We'll briefly try to give people your contact, and I'll take a few phone calls. Stay with us.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com. Our rights as individuals to freely purchase dietary supplements over the counter are under constant attack. The globalists want to ban all supplements formulated after 1994. Governments are hoarding raw materials, affecting our ability to purchase these products at a reasonable price. Even organic foods are stripped of nutrients due to overuse of soil and compromised growing conditions. Storable foods are essential, but you also need to make sure you have the nutrients you need to stay healthy during emergencies. Go to SurvivalRx.com today and see the amazing line of storable supplements they have to protect the ones you love. The owners of SurvivalRx.com have been in sports nutrition for over a decade, and they realize the need for long-term storable vitamins. The result is a triple nitrogen flushing method, which allows these vitamins to maintain their strength for decades. Again, go to SurvivalRx.com. That's SurvivalRx.com.
Sending out an SOS, a message in the bottle. We got some hardcore criminals running our society. Being naive has empowered them. It's time to wake up and say no. Now, I'm going to go to Ken and Michael and Adam, at least, will do a little bit of overdrive. Then I'm on the TV tonight, 7 o'clock, at PrisonPlanet.tv with InfoWars Nightly News. If you're not a member, please become one. But Scott Hoffman was just pointing out to me the police should have been there protecting his First Amendment, not arresting him. And the state of Texas has tried to arrest people for peacefully speaking and has lost a lot of lawsuits. New York has lost thousands over this and uses taxpayer money to pay them. This paid tens of millions last time I checked, just from the RNC. They don't care. They're really, I mean, Bloomberg is a monster. I mean, this is like something out of China. So where's Amnesty International? This is wrong. Now, you guys are having a flash mob of a media personality who's always out there whitewashing. I think it's better to announce where you're going to be and let the cops be there in mass and let it be a big circus. That's how you're going to get attention. But if you don't want to tell people who the target of your First Amendment information warfare is, that's fine. It's your choice, Scott, but give people the corner and where you're meeting in 2 days.
Okay, we're going to have basically a flash mob to confront a is it going to be a peaceful confrontation with a high-level mainstream media operative who is always whitewashing 9/11, but who has on the record admitted that 9/11 does need to be reinvestigated. And we're going to meet at the corner of West 27th and 10th Avenue at between 6:30 a.m. and 7 a.m. That's the gathering time. It's right at the front of Chelsea Park on the corner of West 27th and 10th. We Are Change is going to be a part of this, and I encourage all 9/11 truthers, whether you've been at Ground Zero or not, if you believe in the truth, to be there, because this is going to be a peaceful confrontation, and we're going to demand that this journalist live up to their expectations.
Yeah, well, what this whitewasher does is when she doesn't think there's any viewers, she'll say, yeah, Building 7's suspicious because she was there when it blew up and ran away. I told her to get back. She's an eyewitness to it. It's on tape. But when she's on her own show, it's like, Noam Chomsky, tell me how Al-Qaeda is real. Okay. Hey, listen, we'll talk to you soon. God bless you. And also the great guy that shot the video to document it, Scott Hoffman. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, that was Greg Lance. Thanks. Thanks to everybody for being there.
All right, thank you, brother. God bless you, man. Wonderful, wonderful news. I think he was saying, Greg Lance, he's from We Are Change. Where'd you say?
Carolina.
So people should check that out. Thank you so much. All right, I want to jam in some calls here. I'll be back tonight. We've got some really big reports with a lot of work on internet censorship and kill switches and control, government drug dealing tonight with some new developments. Solar flare dangers, even the government says, the biggest ever recorded, are coming this way and have already knocked out power in major U.S. cities in the last week, but it's just been a minor footnote. We want to worry about something real. It ain't Al-Qaeda, folks. It's Mother Nature. Ken in Texas, been holding for a while. Go ahead, Ken. You're our tail gunner in the official radio show.
Great show today, Alex. I appreciate you letting me on. Thank you.
Thank you.
Just, you know, Alfred was talking about books that everybody should have, regardless of your religious affiliation. The one book that you should have is Black's Law Dictionary.
Yes.
Because that's the only way you're going to figure it out. Was used for state and national propaganda. And had my picture.
Your phone's breaking up, sir. You said something about state propaganda. I think somebody's calling you.
Try that. Is that better?
Yeah, go ahead, sir.
I was used for state and national propaganda. I had my picture taken with Dr. Jonas Salk. My dad was a part of the industrial military complex and then got out. Run-ins with the alphabet agencies, and they basically scared the hell out of me.
Stay there. I want to come back to you. This sounds riveting. Internet only. Infowars.com for TheBlind.TV coming up.
Thank you for listening to GCN.